The Mighty Crate, written by Ian McFedrin and read by Peter Byrne. Millions of visitors to the Australian National Maritime Museum in Sydney's Darling Harbour have strolled past the array of historic vessels on display in the water, but few might have noticed, let alone paid much attention to, a black, low-slung, wooden, ex-fishing vessel that was moored behind a locked gate for years. Far more impressive to the casual eye are the old Oberon-class submarine, HMAS Onslow, the destroyer HMAS Vampire, and the beautiful replica of Captain Cook's ship, HMB Endeavour, that graced the waters outside the museum. Yet, it was this very ability to avoid attention that enabled the modest former Japanese fishing boat, the MV Crate, to travel further behind enemy lines than any other vessel in history, and then sink more enemy shipping than any Australian warship during World War II. Only a global conflict could throw up such a bizarre twist of fate that would see a boat built in Japan in 1934, 7 years before that country even entered the war, morph into one of Australia's most important monuments to human imagination and courage. Over the years, many tourists strolling by on Remembrance Day, the 11th of November, gave no more than a passing glance, if that, to an old man as he bent down at exactly 11 a.m. to lay a flower in the water next to the little boat. This was a pilgrimage that the late World War II Z Special Unit veteran Douglas Herps made for years from his home in the genteel suburb of Woollahra. It was his way of honouring not only the 14 men who served in MV Crate, but all those from the top secret Special Operations units, including his own Z Special Unit, who paid the ultimate sacrifice during clandestine missions throughout Southeast Asia and New Guinea during World War II. Some were his mates, many others he'd never met and would never meet. Such was the secretive, cell-like operating structure of the units that were the predecessors of the modern-day Special Air Service and Commando regiments.